This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. It is called Daxion Corp. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol DKSC. And with us today is the CEO and director of the company, Mr. Chris Haig. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, recently you guys put out a press release saying that you acquired Whitechapel. What is that all about and what is that going to do for your company?
We did indeed. Whitechapel is a company that has created a proprietary line of CBD formulas for primarily aimed in the senior market. They're being marketed through Whitechapel's sales portal, which is www.laughingfrogs.com. I felt very strongly that this market was increasing in speed and volatility, and wanted to be in the CBD and cannabis market. And Whitechapel also owns, or is in the process of buying, about 195-acre ranch up in Northern California that has a license to grow cannabis, and is currently growing cannabis, outdoor plants. And our goal was to build two greenhouses, which they're also, the property's licensed for. It's called a canopy. Each greenhouse is called a canopy, and they're 10,000 square feet. So our goal is that this year we'll have two 10,000 square feet greenhouses growing specifically gene-altered hybrid cannabis plants up there, the result of which we will use in our proprietary formulas.
So explain to me and my listeners, what is your company about? Maybe give us an about statement. How do you plan on making your money?
Well, firstly, what the company is about is we're in the health and wellness business. And we plan on making our money through selling branded goods, which are backed by science. Our products are all backed by science. There's one of the issues that I have with this industry is that there are lots of unfounded statements and claims being made about CBD and about cannabis, which are just not true.
Yes.
And I think that as the industry matures, what's going to happen is that there is going to become an understanding and a reliance on education, and companies that provide that education to their customers, and a brand loyalty. A brand is a promise of an experience, and one wants that experience to be of the highest quality possible, and the way to do that is to have a product that does what you say it does. And that's why we rely on science to back our products. We spend a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of effort formulating our products and working with really reliable and well-known scientists and institutions to create those products.
Chris, as you know, the Farm Bill recently just got passed a couple months ago. What effect is that going to have on your industry and maybe particularly your company?
Well, I think in general, it's long past time that hemp should be legal. I think that the effect on the industry is going to be initially one of sort of the kind of land rush kind of feel, where everybody's rushing to plant and to grow hemp. Then there's going to come the second stage, which is the realization that it's actually pretty difficult to grow, and you need to have the right soil conditions, etc. And I think that what we'll see is that over a period of time, and whether that's 2 or 3 years, will end up with a reliable organic source of material for companies like ourselves, coming out of specific locations within America, high quality, and that will be, you know, that will be absolutely terrific. But it's not going to happen overnight. One of the things that people are realizing now is that, you know, don't tear up your soy, don't tear up your wheat or your corn. All of those things are subsidies. They're subsidized plants. And those farmers that tear them up rapidly realize that when they're planting hemp, there is no subsidy. You're on your own.
Yeah.
Well, you're on your own. So, you know, there's going to be a realization. But what we're looking forward to is a level of where it plateaus out, where there's a level of maturity, and we're starting to see homegrown, 100% organic, pure product.
Recently, you guys put out a press release saying that you did a license agreement with the Gen Bio. Well, why them and why now?
Gen Bio is a really interesting company. Gen Bio is actually an American based company, but it's owned wholly by a group in Australia. The group in Australia have a development platform for pharmacological products. They're a group of scientists. They've been working with superfruits and superfoods. They're working on a particular superfruit right now, which is called Kakadu plum, which is quite extraordinary. It's one of these plants that has the most vitamin C of any kind of in any plant in the world. It has naturally occurring antibiotics. It has tons of oxidants. And these guys have been basically working down to the molecular level. And so what we've done is we've got together with them, and we have licensed from them a version of the base fruit. We've isolated molecules that we want to include in the profile. And those molecules are molecules that present very strongly for instance, MS, for Alzheimer's, anti-inflammation. We're keeping the vitamin C because who can have too much of that? We are going to combine that with CBD. And we believe that the resulting product, which we're calling Green Dart, we believe that the resulting product will be just a tremendously efficacious daily supplement to be taken. It will have tremendous effect, and it's the only one of its kind in the world. We have that license. So we're very excited.
You know, I want to change gears here just for a second. You guys are a publicly traded company. The industry that you're going into is kind of on shaky ground versus the federal versus state laws. You know, fear of uncertainty is what I'm trying to bring forthright. Does that scare you a little bit?
You know, I've spent 30 years in Silicon Valley, and in Silicon Valley we have an expression which is called FUD, and that's fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And so, yes, we are carrying FUD over into this industry. The gray zone is one that everybody in this business should worry about.
Yes.
Because it's exactly that. It's a gray zone. It's an unknown area. However, I don't believe that the federal government would do something, you know, untoward, from the point of view that every single state is rushing towards this industry because every single state wants the taxes. They want the ability to be able to generate those taxes. I think that the Fed is trying to get to a point where they can, where if they do deregulate cannabis, which is the only, you know, the only thing left now, if they deregulate cannabis, move it to a class 5, the same as hemp, they at that point have to then step in with their overview agencies and people like the FDA, etc., which I don't think will be a bad thing. I don't think would be a bad thing at all. I think overview from the point of view of health and products that people are, you know, are taking in the health and wellness business, that I think that that's perfectly appropriate. What we don't want is we don't want it all to slow down, and be mired by sort of bureaucratic processes. And that's one of the major concerns that we have. But I actually don't think that, you know, there will be a concerted effort on the part of the federal government to come after companies like ourselves. I do not believe that.
Chris, before I let you go, I would be remiss not to ask you the next question. Right now, you guys are at pre-revenues. When do you think that you might be able to start monetizing and bringing revenues on the balance sheet?
What we're looking towards is we're looking towards introducing our Green Dart product in Q2. We've got a lot of pre-production costs before then. I don't think that we'll start seeing actual revenue probably until late Q2, early Q3.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It was a pleasure to have you on the show. I'm very interested in your company. As for my listeners, take a look at Dakshin Corp. They trade on the OTC under the ticker symbol DKSC. You can go to their website, www.dakshidin.com, to learn more about their company. They're trading at about a half a cent. Chris, thank you for your time. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days.
Look forward to it. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.